This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one team left in this division that we have not discussed, Bobby D, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's start with the quarterback situation. They got two quarterbacks. I don't really particularly like either of them, but where are you on these quarterbacks? Are you buying them?
Well, first off, Mike Tomlin is 7-1 in the last 4 years. Since I've been covering this game,
they don't beat
all
them.
I keep seeing is the Steelers registering this win, and it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback.
Right.
Okay. So they got a new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, who replaced Matt Canada, was out last year. Let me tell you a story. Here's one of my Joe Gibbs stories. I get a call. I'm in Chicago. He's telling me about this kid, Arthur Smith. You know, Joe Gibbs has a race team, and one of his cars is, you know, FedEx. Smith, the family, the whole deal.
Yeah.
So I said, thanks, but no thanks, coach. I said, you know. He goes, oh, he'll help your career. This side or the other. I said, I need guys that can come in here and coach, okay? I'm not playing. I'm not into the elite mode.
He's trying to get you to hire his buddy's son.
Arthur Smith's dad is the head
of FedEx, Fred Smith.
Needless to say, he didn't come to Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. But getting to the quarterbacks. Okay, you want a scout report? He's going to run the ball. He's going to have play action. And he's going to have some gadgets. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how he rolls. Okay? Everybody knows it. Okay? This helps the Ravens getting a guy like this running an offense. Okay. They traded away Kenny Pickett.
He's
Russell Wilson. Okay, Sean Payton, I work with him in the Philadelphia Eagles. This guy's a great football coach, okay? You're going to see Bo Nix turn into a great quarterback at Denver. If he couldn't coach this guy, what makes you think Arthur Smith is going to be able to coach this guy?
Oh, I don't. I think Justin Fields is the guy there.
I'm not buying it. Justin Fields is probably going to end up being the guy, although there was a comment in the offseason, I don't know if you guys caught wind of it, and Danny Smith said, you know, I'd like to make him a kickoff return guy. So that tells you what, and Danny probably got shut down big time by Mike. But I heard that Danny said that. So that's kind of, I mean, I follow Chicago, obviously. This kid's got small hands. He's a fumbler, and he can't stay healthy. He can't protect himself. He's like a RG3 in terms of straight lines.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that make you miss, okay? So keep that in mind. I'm not buying him either. Now, you're going to get a lot of bootleg action, things like that. So I wouldn't, if I'm the Ravens, I'm feeling good.
Is the O-line at least competent this year?
This offensive line, I mean, the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to have one of the best offensive lines in football. I didn't think that was a problem last year, and here they are going in and getting. This team is doing things I've never seen them do before, firing a coach in the middle of the season. Okay.
Yeah.
Their problem last year was they didn't have weapons.
Yeah.
You know, Pickens is inconsistent. Deontay Johnson wasn't healthy.
Right.
They had nobody else. They had this little midget, okay, running around. Austin, he's
Calvin
5 foot
Austin.
Seven.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Beat the Ravens. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not happy about that. But offensive line, one of the better offensive lines, no question about it. But you got to have weapons, okay, and you got to be able to throw the ball. You talk about Freiermuth, the tight ends. You know, he's not a vertical threat.
Yeah.
He's a red area receiver, so he's not Gesicki. Okay, he's not Andrews.
Yeah.
He's not likely. He's a possession receiver down in the red area. That's when you got to worry about him. Not out in the middle of the field or coming out. Running back, good tandem.
Yeah.
Their best receivers, Jalen Warren.
Yes.
We saw it last year. Okay. Marshall Faulk was a great receiver. This is who this kid, really looks like in terms of his ability out to make, he's such a mismatch for the linebacker. So Trenton Sisson, I mean, he's got speed. He's got balance. This will be a good matchup. You want to find out about Trenton?
Right.
Here it is.
Right.
Warren. Okay. wide receiver. Like I said, they traded away Deontay Johnson. They brought in Van Jefferson. Where's he from? Atlanta. So now this is the one thing we always have. When we ever hired a coach, we said, you can't sign any of your players for 1 year. Okay, so here we go. Okay, he brings in his own guy. They did draft a kid out of Michigan.
What if they get Brandon Ayuk?
I don't think they're going to pay for the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do it. Why haven't they already got him? Now I'm hearing the 49ers probably sent it out there to try and help them renegotiate the contract. Here's what you can get, okay? You didn't want to go there. You didn't want to go there. They're not going to pay you what we're going to pay. So I think he resigns. I think miraculously he's going to resign with the 49ers. I'm not into predictions, but, that's my prediction. Do I think it'll work? We'll see.
So they got Bobby Domus.
So now you go to the defense. Terrell Austin, okay, does a great job. Best, their front seven is good as anybody, Larry Ogunjobi, Benton, the guy out of Wisconsin. You got T.J. Watt. Patrick Queen. Oh, I can't wait to see King Henry run him over. Okay? I mean, they're going to have to get a stretcher out because I guarantee you John is just going to keep going right at him. Just keep. He's going to say, hey, Munkin, go at him until they carry him off with a stretcher. That's how I see this game shaping out. Okay?
Oof, that's a bloodbath.
That's not a prediction, but that's a prediction.
They revamped their secondary, okay? They got rid of Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
They got their nickel, Chandron, the Sullivan. They signed a lot of guys last year. None of them played well. I said that last year. I said they signed all these guys, but that's where they put all the money was into the defense. They didn't put anything into the offense other than, they had Matt try to play with rookies. You see what happens. That's what happens. That's why coaches don't like to go down that road. They even signed Anthony Everett, for God's sake. That's where they are depth-wise in their secondary. They had to bring in Anthony Everett. So you got Joey Porter playing out there. That's probably their best corner.
Yeah.
And they got a new punter, Cameron Johnson from Houston. He's one of the top directional punters in the National Football League.
So, Bob, you mentioned Queen going up against Henry, but how do you see Queen faring without Roquan Smith?
I think he drops off. I don't think he'll ever play as good as he played last year. And let me just say this. His last game as a Raver in that playoff game was his best game. Okay, he played great. I mean, I have a day job and I have to rank the UFAs, and I stuck a grade on him. I said, I'm telling you, nobody was bigger critic of Patrick Queen than me. Okay, but I'm not changing my grade. This kid earned it. Now, can he hold? Can he continue to get better? He can.
He's young too.
Yeah, he's
young,
still really young.
That's what I say. He's one of the youngest guys in free agency last year. So guys win you over. To me, you got to earn it.
This is the worst team in the division for you, though. Is that what you're telling us?
You're kind of.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but.
Between them, I would say them. Yes, absolutely. And then Cleveland, because of the quarterback situation.
Is this the year finally Tomlin does not have a winning record now with 17 games?
They keep handing the ball off and running at Queen. Ravens win this game.
How do you stack the trenches before we step out? Like, when you look at these four teams and what they have in the trenches, how do you stack it?
Well, when I think of the trenches, I have to separate them. I take the interior defensive line, and I have a stack, and then I have the edge. Okay, so if you take the edges, right now, Cleveland has the best edge rushers, narrowly beating out Pittsburgh. I mean, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt. Some people could go the other way because of Alex Smith versus Za'Darius Smith. So, really, I like Myles Garrett just a tad more when I graded him last year. I thought Myles Garrett was the MVP of the league last year. I mean, he had a big impact for Jimmy Schwartz. Then you get to Trey Hendrickson, and then you throw in Miles Murphy. Okay, so they upgrade. If it was Hubbard starting, then they're down. Right now, Ravens last in the league, Owe and Van Noy. Does Tavius Robinson take, like I said, the next step I think he's going to do? That can help him. And, maybe it gets to where they are better than Cincinnati. Maybe they could go
at least be
getting
third.
Getting the T.J. Watt and getting those levels, that's nosebleed section. Okay? So now we're talking interior pass rushers. I took three of them. Baltimore, number one. Matabuke, Pierce, and Davis. Okay? Or Jones, I'm sorry. And then you got Cincinnati right on nipping at their heels. They just got to go do it. Jenkins, Chris Jenkins, Rankins, and B.J. Hill. So there, you see the three-man rotation and how it creates value. I thought Cameron Hayward was done last year. I'm surprised he's back this year, okay? But, you know, everybody's, you know, Earl Acker I thought was done one year, and then he came back, had a great year. You know, he was dealing with a lot of injuries. Benton, the kid from Wisconsin, their nose tackle, he's a player, and then you got Ojemboe. Now you go Cleveland. Cleveland could have very easily jumped Pittsburgh. I'm assuming they see something that I don't. You know, I'm a big Cam Hayward guy, but, you know, they could fade real fast. Okay, but there's a definitely a difference between Baltimore and Cincinnati. It's like A level, off. B level, big time. Now you get to the offensive line: Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore. Baltimore used to be one of the top offensive lines in the National Football League. I ran a poll, you know, on Twitter. You got little polls. Absolutely, it was Philadelphia, it was Baltimore, and now we're here we are. They can't even get out of last place in the division, so there's a big drop-off. You see it on the tape. I don't know. We don't know who's playing for them at guard right now. This is a work in progress, and if you want to talk about deficiency, there it is. Now, offensive tackles looking pretty good. If Ronnie Stanley comes back, you got Rosengarten, their edges should be good. It's the interior, you know, and they got center. It's the guards.
We'll come back. Another question for the Ravens. Should they upgrade at quarterback? Coming up at 5:30, Bobby D's going to tell you where they should be looking to upgrade before the start of the season. But we look at the backup quarterback position. Is Josh Johnson good enough? Bobby D's known him for a long time. He'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby DePaul at the Angler by the Sea in Ocean City. And Bobby D, one of the things that we've been talking about on the show a lot that we want to get your thoughts, the backup quarterback, Josh Johnson, a guy you signed years ago in the UFL, a guy who the Harbaughs love. He played for Jim at San Diego. Jack, his father, was part of the staff. Now he's been with John for a couple years. Is Josh Johnson good enough to be the backup to Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think when you talk about Josh, you always have to keep in mind, when you talk about Josh, what you have to keep in mind, because of the contract extension of Lamar Jackson, is they have to find spots on the roster where they're cheap.
Yeah.
And not to cheapen Josh, but if you work cheap sometimes, you can stick around for a long time being a backup quarterback. It's a great job if you don't have to play. That's what I used to say. Man, it's a great job being a backup quarterback as long as you don't have to play. But, you know, watching the game, you know, not a lot of playmakers out there.
No.
Guys running into each other. Wasn't a lot of separation by the receiver. So you're not going to get the big stats. The one stat, the 10-yard run, is what I want to talk about. If you didn't know his age and you just watched him run, when he scrambled, avoided a sack, and went for, you know, in the red zone and made a 10-yard run, you say, he's not 37, he's more like 32. Maybe he's 31.
Right.
But it wouldn't be, you know, it's just a number. You know, and what you got to keep in mind is, if a guy's performing and he's running around, that's what he is. You write what you see, okay? And that's what I saw when I watched the tape. When you talk about Josh, you know, being functional, you got to keep in mind that he's not going to, the backup quarterback's not going to get a lot of reps. Lamar gets all the reps. So when the guy, a veteran quarterback, and that's what you want at number two, when he comes off the bench, he has no reps. He has to be mentally sharp all week so he can go out there and play and maybe steal a game with your backup quarterback. Not a lot of teams. We've had Tyler Huntley. Okay, he was a backup. How many games did the Ravens win with Tyler Huntley?
Not many.
So there's a big drop-off no matter who you got in there. You know, it's not like you got Jake Browning. And even he couldn't win a lot of games. Okay, so the starter is the starter, and he gets paid that money like Lamar makes for a reason, because he's the best of the best, and, you know, it's a big drop-off. What you need is a third guy, young guy, cheap on the cap, that has upside potential, just like Jake. Jake Browning jumped around on practice squad. I think he was actually out for a little while. So it can happen over time.
Well, what about if you could go and acquire a Heinicke? What if you could get Heinicke for a mid-round pick? That is a younger guy who's even more spry, more agile, more off-script playmaker than Josh if you are playing under duress. Does that pique your interest at all? Atlanta gave him $4 million to sign, then they drafted a quarterback and signed Kirk Cousins, and so he's only making $1 million.
Well, fortunately, when I was scouting for the Cleveland Browns, I had Old Dominion, so I know a lot about him because I did the school visit. And, you know, one thing that scouts have to figure out when they go to these schools is the character. And I can remember, like, it was yesterday when I went in and I told the scouts in the room, you know, they talked, hey, Bobby, tell me about the character. I said, he's a franchise quarterback for them.
Yeah.
He helped build Old Dominion. So, but, you know, his work ethic, his intelligent level, you know, academically are all A++. And I said, he's the type of guy I want to introduce and have my daughter marry him. It's the highest grade I can give a guy. I'll let him marry my daughter, okay? So I love Josh. He did some really good things at Washington. Obviously, somebody saw something in Atlanta and thought highly of him. So I think highly of him. You know, and I know Josh Johnson from the UFL days, but that was 2012. Would I switch him out? Absolutely. There's more upside with Heinicke than there is Josh Johnson, but it's pie in the sky. You know, last year there were 66 different starting quarterbacks. You need three guys, okay? There's no question about it. The year before that, there were 68. So these guys are going to play, and he's definitely an upgrade. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, throw Josh under the bus, but, you know, right now, if you're asking me, I will take Heinicke.
You got a couple people you want to thank before we step out?
Okay. Bobby DePaul Charities is a proud supporter of the Walking with Anthony Foundation, a charity organization on a mission to provide help to kids who struggle from unexpected hardships. Together, this team is committed to giving back while helping deliver financial aid assistance or equipment to those in need. If you'd like to help me help some kids, please go online to www.walkingwithanthony.org and make a donation. Or if you want to make a direct donation, you can hit my Venmo charity link, and that's at Bobby DePaul Charities. And thanks again for all your support.
When we come back, Bobby D's been very bullish on the Ravens.
He's been gushing.
But where are areas that he feels like they can upgrade? Where are their deficiencies on this roster? Bobby DePaul is going to tell you. We're live at the Angler at the Sea. You're listening to 105.7 at the Fan. We interrupt regularly scheduled programming for a special edition. We are foregoing six-pack today, and instead we want to get Bobby D to identify areas that he thinks are deficient. So let's start with running back. We love Derrick Henry. We like Justice Hill. No Keaton Mitchell for the time being. Should they upgrade behind Justice Hill?
Let me first start off by saying the Cleveland Browns got Mike Vrabel from Tennessee, right?
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they got Arthur Smith, who was at Tennessee.
Correct.
Both have their reputations today because of King Henry. The Ravens got the best of the – they got the guy that actually plays, okay? So
yes.
Congratulations to the Ravens. Look. I talked earlier today about the offensive line and how they're in transition. It's going to take time for them to develop. The best thing you can do for them is to get the running game back going and let them, you know, as John Gruden used to say, it's a chorus line on a Broadway show. They all have to step together. Let them to develop. This is the guy that can make it happen. We know we got. And let me tell you about Derek. Derek is Mr. Inside and he's Mr. Outside.
Right,
he can take the corner. We saw that last year with the Ravens playing over there in across the ocean,
London. Yeah.
Justin Hill, he gives you that speed outside. So they've got a nice mix there. If they had Keaton Mitchell, we'd all be happy.
Yeah.
Right now. But we don't. We don't think he's going to be back for a little while. So that we got two candidates as the third running back, Owen Wright and Rasheen Ali. Okay, so let's talk about Owen Wright. Good hands out of the backfield, quick-footed in space, not a lot of power inside, so he's got some space ability, awareness and blitz pickup and hot release. Blocking, okay. You know, when I saw him block, he would step up. He cut block, although he's got to run his feet and keep the guy down. He cut block the guy, and the guy got up and got in Josh's face. So, you know, he's the best of the two right now. Rasheen Ali, I did him in college, okay. fifth-round pick, a little rich for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's got small hands, 8 5/8. 12 fumbles in college, okay? Poor blitz pickup.
Yeah.
Doesn't make people miss after first contact. You know, first contact, you go down. He can make people miss. He has home run speed, but he's got to get free. He can't get free. He only had 4 broken tackles last year, you know, and it showed up on tape. Obviously, I don't want to kill the kid, but, you know, I'm looking to upgrade that third back if you can find somebody. It's a little
late. You can keep vets on the practice squad, though, like they have Latavius Murray and these guys in the past. Is that what you're leaning into?
I don't really know who's on the street
sure.
right now, you know, and I don't know who's cut. That's something. And these guys could, you know, turn it around.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first preseason game. You don't want to go crazy on it. The first time they had the pads on, live bullets.
Yeah.
You know, Ali's a rookie. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm seeing is what I saw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's got a long ways to go in my book to get, you know, to earn a spot. You got to earn spots on the roster, especially when you're a good football team. So we'll see where it goes. You know, I don't – college. This Chris Collier kid, I saw him play a little bit. He had 3 carries for 11 yards. Nothing really stood out. You know what I mean? So they're just guys. And guys get you beat.
Yeah.
You know, just guys. They call, we had a term, jag, just another guy.
Yeah.
What about – oh, you're good.
But like I said, you got Henry and Hill, so you're good there.
What about wide receiver?
Wide receiver, we lost Odell Beckham and Devin Duvernay. Okay, and Devin gave you the punt return
yes.
and kickoff, okay, Pro Bowl potential, Pro Bowl ability. Okay, so Odell Beckham had a slow start last year, but he played his way into shape. And you, at the end of the year, he was where he needed to be, okay? And it always happens that way. They always end up
yeah.
where they need to be, and that's why I keep saying, why'd you let him go? You got the amount of money they paid him should have got the next year. I don't know why that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, signing Lamar Jackson really screws up the cap, you know, in terms of the allocation of the funds. But Bateman is the guy. It's his time. And he's already hurt. So that throws a little cold water on him. Okay. And then you sit around and you say, well, who can replace him? Devontae Walker, the kid that they drafted, he's an outside the numbers wide receiver. He's really one-dimensional. He's mm-hmm. a deep ball vertical threat outside the numbers. He doesn't have the loose hips to make those short cuts. His changeup is a shallow cross. So you got, you know, that's his, you know, and it's like baseball. You got a changeup pitch, right? His is a shallow cross. It's not a, you know, a guy that you would think about putting in a slot and running, you know, quick-footed movement. You know what I'm saying? He's really a deep ball receiver. So, you know, what you have to do is we talked about Isaiah Likely. You know, putting him on the field and getting those 11 personnel, which is 3 receiver, 1 tight end, 1 running back looks, and having a bigger body. Jason mentioned, you know, Cooper Kupp, the Rams get away with it,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Like
so
a
maybe,
Joker tight
yeah,
end?
So it ends up being 11 personnel looks, okay, with a bigger body. That may be the way they go to get both those tight ends on the field to make up the difference. Because somebody has to step up. Bateman's the guy. We'll see how it goes.
What are you expecting out of Zay in year 2?
You know, he's won 800 flowers last year. He lived up to his expectations. You know, he another great pick by the Ravens. So I think he takes another step. I don't know why he wouldn't take another step. Okay? You know, Steve Smith Sr., remember him?
Yeah.
Very similar guy, right? This guy's an animal. I didn't like the way he played in that championship game. You know, he's got to be more disciplined, more focused, okay, in those situations. But you got to be happy with the year that he had last year. They finally got a guy, you know. You know, they've
yeah.
been picking a lot of guys. So you got to give him credit where credit's due.
We know they need to upgrade at – well, they got open competitions going on at guard. And, that's very much to be determined. We still have 2 preseason games. Edge is a position we talk about a lot. Clowney's gone. Queen could provide some pass rush. Van Noy's a year older. Ajabo not on the field yet. I know there's some depth here that you like, but like Agba just got $5 million from Miami. And I know you don't want to spend anybody money today, and you work for the Bears, so I understand that because the Bears never wanted to spend any money. But like, is Edge an area that they should be looking, or are you comfortable there too?
I think right now this is the best the edge has looked at this point in the
wow.
year in the last 3-4 years. I mean,
okay.
2 years ago they cut down to 2.
Yeah.
Last year, you know, Jadeveon Clowney wasn't signed until August 17th.
Right.
So we're talking about time frames, you know, taking snapshots. So what I'm looking at, and now, of course, I got an advantage because I saw Deesa Isaac on tape from college, so I'm expecting big things.
Yeah.
Our third round pick from Penn State. Loose hips. Here's a Penn State guy that actually had sacks and
yes.
quarterback pressure rate, quarterback hurries. So I'm expecting big things from him to roll in there with Van Noy. They did re-sign Van Noy. So they, you know, and Owe took a step last year. Okay, so he had a high pressure rate. The numbers were coming around. Those are numbers that you can categorize, you know, quarterback hits, sacks. Pressure rate is something where it gets close to the quarterback.
Yes.
It makes the quarterback freeze or pull the ball down because you don't want to get it batted. So that his high, he's got a high pressure rate, and Eric DaCosta's right on that. Okay, I'm gonna give him credit. Owe is like a Patrick Queen. He's coming on.
Yeah,
he's fulfilling. He's meeting these expectations. So I expect big things out of Owe.
And Robinson is coming on.
Tavius Robinson, absolutely played great. Okay, Friday night, hand placement. What I see is Van Noy being the rotating pitch guy. I see Tavius right now starting opposite of Owe.
Yeah.
Okay. He can play that five technique. He can put him out wide. He's got a lot. He's got a lot to his game. He took a big step. Not a lot of people talking about him. Obviously, the coaches aren't having press conferences this time of year. But I'm here to tell you, I've watched the tape, and I love what I see with Tavius Robinson. He's gonna fill a lot of needs for these guys.
Nice.
The great Bobby DePaul, ultimate football
Hall of Famer.
Guy, IA Hall of Famer, first ballot. Anything you'd like to leave the people with before you go?
And you're the only guy that didn't vote me number one when you took the ballot.
He's going to take that to the grave, Bobby.
I'm always pushing
grave.
You. I want that extra 5%.
I want to just say this. I appreciate you guys coming all this way, taking time out of your day to travel here. You know, all the people, the family at 105.7 The Fan. Really appreciate you guys coming and helping us with this Walking with Anthony Foundation cause that we've had for the last 4 years. Just really appreciate you guys and what you guys do.
Thank you, brother.
To help us help some young kids. You know?
Let the people know how they can help.
All right. Bobby DePaul Charities is a proud supporter of the Walking with Anthony Foundation, a charity organization on a mission to provide help to kids who struggle from unexpected hardships. Together, this team is committed to giving back while helping deliver financial aid assistance or equipment to those in need. If you'd like to help me help some kids, please go online to www.walkingwithanthony.org and make a donation. Or if you want to make a direct donation, you can hit my Venmo charity link. That's at Bobby DePaul Charities. And thanks again for all your support. And a shout out to the Angler, iconic restaurant. If you're coming to Ocean City, it's right over the Route 50 bridge.
Cannot miss it.
At the inlet, it's only appropriate that we were here. We just had the world's largest fishing tournament, the White Marlin Open, and we have the Angler. And congratulations to all those anglers that were out there fishing all week.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Mike Popovic at 6 here on The Fan. We were remiss. We didn't ask Bobby D this while we had him on air, but I did ask him this off the air. One of the questions that was like our question of the day a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Kyle Hamilton or Sauce Gardner. I asked Bobby D off the air. He went, wow, that's a tough one. But he eventually landed on Kyle Hamilton, but he said it's close. Ultimate football guy goes Hamilton over Sauce.
And his vote counts twice.
Yes, exactly. So stick it, Pete Prisco.
Let's get
the text of the day.
Text of the day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. You guys talked about veteran backs earlier. This texter says, would you guys be opposed to a reunion with Dalvin Cook, who's currently a free agent?
Well, he didn't show me anything a year ago.
No, but if they want to have a guy who's played in the league on the practice squad,
if they liked what he showed him in the building, then, yeah, sure, it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed.
It's not the craziest thing in the world.
No.
Yeah. I mean, like you were saying, and he was obviously on their practice squad for a while last year. We want to throw him on the practice squad, but I don't know if he's necessarily an answer.
Yeah. No, if you're playing him, you're probably not feeling great about it.
Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we're going to be at Pickles all week long.
Which Pickles Palooza?
All week long.
It's a lot of Chuck Bucks.
A lot. Yes. We're going to need a lot of Chuck Bucks.
Oh, man. Chuck.
And Jason, you're staying down
here. I will stay
here.
In OCMD. Yeah.
So we will
Vacation begins now.
Yes, we will see you Monday. But Todd Karpovich will be joining us. Rita Hubbard will be joining us. Jacob Calvin-Meyer. And I guess better late than never, but Bucky Brooks will be coming.
Oh, Buckapalooza.
He missed Buckapalooza, but Bucky Brooks is.
He could start a new one.
Yeah, we could start a new one. Yeah.
That is it for us. Thanks to everybody here at the Angler by the Sea. We had a great time.
Special thanks to Bobby D, the great Bobby D.
Ultimate football guy, giving you knowledge. I hope you listened because he gave you a lot to chew on. Mike Popovic coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.